Coach, obviously this one tonight, their backcourt provides all kinds of problems for you. Talk to us a little bit about what you're trying to do to contain these guys.
Well, they're dynamic, and I think the thing that makes it difficult is, you know, as far as the matchup situation goes, they're both capable of defending both the point and the two. So that defensive flexibility lets them both play at the same time, and then they're matchup problems for you.
You come away with the win the other night, and you held it together fourth quarter. How pleased are you with that? And talk to me a little bit about that fourth quarter focus.
Well, you know, we've talked the game before that. The line of questioning ran what happened. You know, what happened was he couldn't score at all. And we got good looks. We just missed them. And last game, what happened was, you know, we were able to get stops, and that helped us score. So it can come either way. Either, you know, you can make baskets at the end of the game, or you can get stops defensively. If you're doing both, all the better. But what it comes down to is having to make plays at one end of the court, or hopefully both.
From our standpoint as media, is there a tendency to overreact, whether it's either a good situation or a bad like that? It's an 82-game season, mm-hmm. and sometimes we lose perspective, maybe.
Well, I think we all are human. We all react. I think the thing that's important is once you react emotionally, you step back and you ask yourself, you know, what can we do differently? And that reaction sometimes fuels, you know, adjustments and adaptation, and, you know, that's what we want. But at the same time, you can, you know, you don't want to change just for the sake of change. You know, for instance, if you feel like you're getting, you know, good looks, they're good looks, and you need to keep doing what you're doing. So, you know, one game for us, like Indiana, they happened to go in and they looked good. Another game like OKC, you know, we struggled, but we struggled on the defensive end more than anything until overtime in that game. So you need to adjust, though. I mean, if there's certain things, that sometimes we adjust during a game if you got a hot player. If no one's making shots, it makes it a little harder to adjust.
Gordon got a mismatch with Shamir Nelson late in that game in the post, and he said that last year he didn't think he would be able to maybe make that move. I mean, what kind of growth have you seen in his game?
Well, he had the same thing against the Clippers, you know, against, you know, Chris Paul's, you know, they can switch screens because he's such a good defender and he's so strong, and Jameer's, you know, experienced guy. So that's a situation that when we have an opportunity late in the game that that we can utilize, and we've pretty much we've done that consistently, and Gordon's responded. So you can tell he wants to be in that situation. It's one he's comfortable in. I think that's the primary thing. He's worked on it, and you know, that's the thing about Gordon that we like, is that, you know, he continues to try to add to his game.
Do you look at these that was a heck of a comeback yesterday. You guys didn't need one.
I love it. We're squaring off. It's going to be in the Super Bowl.
It is. It's the destiny. Right. Do you look at the standings at all? You know, you played Denver, and now you're playing Phoenix, and think these are games that would help you put some distance in it? I know it's only December, but...
No, I think scheduling is such a part of the NBA that the standings can be deceiving. You know, that... You know, for instance, the trip we just had, we may be two games ahead of someone, but staring at OKC and San Antonio on the road, which, you know, there's not a lot of teams that are going to win, you know, in those two spots during the course of a year. So certainly, you know, we look at other players, probably look at it more. I really try to stay as focused on, you know, how our team's playing and what we need to be doing. I think oftentimes, like, a singular win or a singular loss can have an impact maybe beyond what it should, and in some cases, you know, you're getting a very honest picture, an assessment of where you are. So standings usually reflect that, so to the extent that they do, I think it's relevant, and it becomes a lot more relevant later in the year.
Where do you feel your team is right now defensively?
In what respect? Like, are we good?
Do you feel that they're doing what they should? Or
I think we're always trying to do what we should. You know, I think when you look at, you know, we're starting two rookies, so to expect them to be as well-tuned as, you know, for instance, you know, Dante last year or Fave or Rudy is not realistic. Although I think Raul's development in particular has been very, very solid defensively. Alec is new. Jeff Withey hasn't been in our system and just starting to play. So there's a lot of moving parts where we've got some individual guys that can get better. And I think in addition to that, our team can get better. I like our effort. I don't think we're there. You know, it's more like last season maybe than we thought it would be because of all the moving parts. But, you know, hopefully, you know, that can help us get better. And in Rudy's absence, it puts a lot more pressure on our team defense. You know, play the right way. Our margin for error is much smaller. So, you know, I haven't been pleased the last 10 games. At the same time, we've played against really good offensive teams, and I'd like to think we can be better.